so we don't lose our Chaldean tradition. Lamaran Shuha Tashinne in the slot with Mariam Yimne. I'm very careful because sometimes on Easter, one time I said Hue Lamaran and I get confused, and but I'm glad I did that. That was at least an A plus, but other things may not be. Anyway, back. Happy Easter to all of you guys. We love you. We're so happy to see all of you. And myself, Father Perrin, Father Sanharib, obviously being this the cathedral, so on behalf of Bishop Francis, just a very, very, very happy Easter to all of you guys, and praying and wishing you the best today and all the days of your lives. We turn to Mary, our mother. This church is named after the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we turn to our mother. We just ask her today, as I always say, Mary, help us to not just receive information, but help us to experience a transformation. Myself included. So we turn to Mary, our mother, and we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So a short history lesson. In the early 1500s, there was a Spanish explorer by the name of Hernan Cortez. Spain was trying to find a new land, a new place, and Cortez, being the leader and the commander of the army, was asked by the King of Spain to go and conquer the Aztec Empire. He was given 600 soldiers, they had 11 ships, and they were sent to what we know as today as modern-day Mexico to go and fight and capture the land. When they entered into the Yucatan Peninsula, reality kicked in for their commander and leader, Cortez, when he realized they were vastly outnumbered and they were very likely to lose. With only 600 soldiers, they didn't stand a chance. Cortez knew that he had to do something extreme, something very dramatic, in order to make sure that he had the buy-in from the soldiers, that they were going 100% committed to battle the Aztecs. And so Cortez gets all of his 600 men, and he tells them, get off the ships. They're standing on the shore, and he asks all 600 of them, and he asks them as they're standing on the shore, and he says to them and yells, are you ready for battle? And they say, yes, we're ready. But again, Cortez knew that just that was not enough. Their word was just not enough. So he looked at the men again, and he said to them, are you ready for battle? Someone is. And they said, yes, we are ready. So he told the men, take everything off the ships. Take everything off the ships, all the gear, all the ammunition, all the supplies, everything unloaded, everything, take it off the ships. And they did. They took everything off the ships. They put them on the peninsula, and they were just standing there. And after everything was there, now he has all 600 soldiers on the shore, all of their equipment, nothing left behind. And then he looks at them one final time, and he says to them, are you ready for battle? And they say, yes, we are ready. And he says, burn the ships. And they burned all 11 ships. Burned the ships because he said, we aren't going back. We're not going back to Spain. We will conquer. We will win. We will stick around. And he knew with their ships burned, the commander, Cortez, knew that they couldn't abandon the battle when times got tough. They couldn't run off and go back to Spain in a life of comfort. They burned the ships, and 2 years later, they won. Their heart was in it. They were engaged. They were committed. And you may be thinking, Father, thank you for the history lesson. You missed your calling. You should have been a historian. But what does this have to do with Easter? What does this have to do with Easter? 2,024 years ago, Jesus, our leader, our commander, who we claim, stood at the shore and was 100% committed to saving us because he knew they can't save themselves. You and I could not save ourselves. And he went to Calvary, he waged war against the devil and all of his helpers, he conquered the enemy. He won us back for the Father through his suffering, death, and crucifixion and resurrection. And today he looks at you, and he looks at me and he says, are you ready for battle? And we say, yes, we're here. Jesus, we're here. We're here at Mass. We are ready for battle. You are our commander. You're our leader. And he says to you and I, he looks at us today and he says, burn the ships. The ships of comfort. The ships which I don't want in your lives. Burn them. They have to be burned. Because these ships are enslaving you and they're enslaving me. They're keeping us attached to this world. And he's saying, those ships gotta go. We're not going back to a former way of life. I've worked too hard, is what Jesus is saying. I sweat, blood, tears for your salvation. You do not live as slaves anymore. Burn the ships. Stop living in slavery. We say Jesus came into this world to set us free. Amen? He set us free. When we say Jesus set us free, he's truly set us free. But we're not living in freedom. We're not living in freedom. These ships in our lives are trying to enslave us. They want us to remain in this world hoping that these ships hope that they can keep us here in this world and help us to lose our salvation. And so if we say, yes, Jesus, you are our commander and leader, if we truly mean that for a second, just because we say it doesn't mean we actually, genuinely, we are committed to this battle here on earth every day that we have to fight. Because yes, he won the ultimate battle. The gates of heaven are open for each and every one of us. That is great news. My brothers and sisters, those ships in our lives that need to be burned and left behind, he can't force those ships out of our lives. He can't snatch those ships out of our lives. He invites us as our commander and leader to burn the ships. We're going to battle every day on this earth until you and I die and get to heaven. And so if he's our leader, if he's our commander and we are ready for battle, right? Then Jesus teaches us which ships to burn. Which ships do I have to burn which prevent me from getting again to my ultimate destination, which is heaven? Through sweat, blood, and tears, he worked so hard to get us there. And he wants to work with us here on earth every day and teach us that ship has got to go. That ship needs to be burned. That ship is getting in the way of your salvation and my salvation. And he's not having it. He's working tirelessly, but he needs our cooperation. He wants us to work on the same mission that he worked so hard for, which is our salvation. The problem is, brothers and sisters, the problem of reality is, the truth is, we don't think we need to be taught anything. I'm good. I'm really good out here. I'm doing great out here. What ships do I need to get rid of, Father? We don't think we need to be taught. We're not open to our Savior to say, let me teach you. Let me teach you what ship needs to be burned so the true ship can take you to heaven. So Jesus is truly our commander, our leader, our Savior, our Lord. We're here today and we're going to say it. But just because we say it doesn't mean we mean it. We have to be honest with ourselves. We love this world. We're clinging to this world for dear life, thinking it could save us. And it can't. And it won't. And we feel empty. And it's not satisfying. So Jesus is saying, burn the ships. And he teaches us. Let's learn. Let's be humble. And that's the first ship we really, if we want to learn, because we don't think we need to learn often, myself included, I'm good. And then God starts revealing something. I'm like, I don't think that applies to me. I don't want it to apply to me. And he's like, no, I'm talking to you. That's for somebody else. Father Patrick, other people with an ego. I'm good. I'm really good over here. No, he's telling me, Brian, I want to talk to you about this and that. So that's the first ship that needs to be burned. The ship of self-reliance and pride. I don't have anything to learn. And Jesus looks at me and you today and says, burn that ship. Burn that ship. The day before Jesus dies a brutal death, Jesus washed the disciples' feet, including Judas, and who betrayed him, rejected him, and backstabbed him. And Jesus looks at me and you today and said, did you learn anything from me when I did that? Because if you didn't, burn the ship of pride. Your pride, which will not allow you to lower yourself here on earth for those who hurt you. At the Last Supper, rather than indulging his body with his comforts, with lust and other selfish bodily pleasures, he gave up his body on the cross for us. And he looks at you and I today and say, burn the ship of lust, of pleasure and comfort. In the garden before he's arrested and put on trial, he prays on his knees to the Father. And he looks at you and I today and say, burn the ships of spiritual laziness, comfort, selfishness. Burn them. They gotta go. I'm tired, Father. I'm busy. I got a lot going on. Burn the ship. After being nailed to the cross, Jesus forgave those who beat him, scourged him. And today he looks at you and I and he says, burn the ships of hatred and resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness, because it's drowning you. It's got to go. Learn from me. I'm your commander. I'm your leader. Take my direction. Learn from me. I did it. You do it. Although Jesus was falsely accused, he endured the cross rather than getting back at those who falsely accused him. And he says, burn the ships of revenge and retaliation. And finally, although Jesus is God, he could have come off the cross in 2 seconds, snapped his fingers, and he could have just come right off the cross. But instead, he surrenders to the Father's will. And he says to you and I today, burn the ships of control and worry and fear and anxiety. You're drowning. It's not working. I'm throwing you a life preserver. I'm the life preserver. I'm Jesus. You can't save yourself. The amount of control and worry, every year I try to look and I try to reflect on this past year, the amount of worry and anxiety and fear of the future and fear of death and fear of obsessiveness and fear of something bad about to happen and fear of punishment and the amount of fear, it's wild. Fear is normal. Jesus sweat blood. He had fear. But I would say this control and this worry and this fear and this anxiety, although normal, not to this level, which means those ships need to be burned. We have a Savior. We're not able to save ourselves, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the Lord, and he's the Savior. And the clearest sign on this Easter Sunday, the clearest sign, if you're just saying to yourself, am I serious about burning the ships in my life so I can get to the ultimate destination, which Jesus has won for me? Am I serious? If I took a real internal inventory, am I serious about burning the ships in my life? The clearest sign of somebody who really, truly, genuinely is interested in burning the ships is the person who races to Jesus. In today's gospel, we hear two disciples. They were racing to Jesus. They were trying to outrun each other to get to Jesus faster. Are we running? Or have we fallen asleep? They were literally outrunning each other. They were chasing Jesus. What are we chasing? What are we chasing? We are running. Let me tell you what we're running. We're running. We're running for materialism. We're running for this position. We're running for money. We're running for power. We're running. We're racing. We're climbing. We're climbers. We run to Jesus sometimes. But are we truly and genuinely trying to outrun each other to get to Jesus? Really and honestly and genuinely trying to outrun each other? If I'm a father and I have children and my wife, are my kids and my wife running after me, trying to outrun me to get to Jesus? Are my siblings, as the older sibling in the family, are they trying to outrun me to get to Jesus? Are they racing for the material? Are they racing for the Savior? We're racing for something, brothers and sisters. And the apostles outran each other to get to Jesus. Rather than racing, we're pacing back and forth. We're aimless. We don't know where we're going. We don't know our direction. We're just confused. Race or pace? The true disciple of Jesus, they're racing to Jesus throughout their day because he is their commander and he is their leader. Throughout my day, am I racing to Jesus to open up his word? We have the word, the written word of God. God Almighty, our Father, has given us his word, and we don't know his word, and we're not in his word. There's other words around us on TikTok and Instagram and all these other things. We are bombarded by a lot of words. But when it comes to the word of God, are we racing to know the word, to know the truth, to know our identity, that we are sons and daughters of Almighty God, and that this world cannot save us? We don't know the word. We don't know the word. We're not racing for the word. We don't have time for the word. Every week am I racing to Mass because Jesus burns my ship of pride and lust and unforgiveness, revenge, retaliation, hatred? Am I running to Mass to come to Mass and say, Jesus, burn these ships? Instead, we just miss Mass. We miss Mass. And we wonder, nothing gets better. Nothing gets better. It's not being burned. Divine fire, Jesus Christ, it burns away these ships in our lives through the Eucharist. And we're busy. And we're tired. Father, you don't know my life. I have a lot going on. Even more of a reason to come back. Am I racing to confession when I fall into serious sin? Am I racing to receive the medicine? Oh, I don't need to confess to a priest. He's worse than I am. Possibly, in all honesty, but that doesn't matter. Jesus, our commander and savior, our leader, says, confess your sins to a priest. The same way I use a doctor to heal the body, I use the priest to heal your soul from all of those ships that need to be burned. Do I race to church programs? We're online all day. We're, again, Instagram and Twitter, and we're following people and checking things out, and we are so immersed. We're so dedicated. We're so dedicated to our social media and to our followers. We're so dedicated. So dedicated. Are we following churches that actually have programs to help me to grow in my relationship with my commander, my leader, my savior, Jesus Christ? Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that. That program's not for me. I'm good. I don't need a Bible study. I don't need to learn how to defend my faith. Are we racing? Are we pacing aimlessly back and forth with no direction? Because brothers and sisters, we have to be serious. Although today is great, great, great and beautiful news that our Savior came into this world to save us, the bad news, the devil, seriously, honestly, seeks to destroy us from reaching our final destination, which is heaven. So brothers and sisters, as we come forward to receive our Lord, our Savior Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, let him burn the ships. Amen? Amen.